Hi, I'm Nate Jones, and this is our first podcast.
I'm Nick Garner, and I'll be Nate's co-host.
And this is the Nick and Nate podcast. Alright, our first subject is the BCS Championship game, in which Florida State won 34-31 over Auburn. So what were your thoughts about the game, Nick?
Well, I thought that was one of the greatest games I've ever seen, personally. It's right up there with the Texas-Vince Young game of 2004, I believe, which was also at the Rose Bowl. There's just something about the Rose Bowl that brings out the best in college football. It's a great way to send off the BCS. Your opinion?
Yeah. I thought it was a matchup everyone really wanted to see, the two best offenses in the BCS, and it delivered what everyone pretty much expected. No one expected Florida State to come out as slow as they did, but they picked it up, and Jameis Winston proved that, you know, he's clutch.
Not gonna lie, I didn't think Florida State was gonna be able to come back in the fourth quarter. All season, their starters were sitting on the bench in the fourth quarter, so I thought that if it was anywhere near close in the fourth quarter, Auburn would blow them out. Well, not blow them out, but win.
Yeah, win handedly. I was also expecting something crazy to happen with Auburn. I was expecting them to throw a Hail Mary and it, you know, work, because that's just the kind of season they had. And
that's true. That's very true.
All right, and the next topic is we're heading over to the NFL and the greatest quarterback. So I recently tweeted that Peyton Manning was the greatest quarterback of all time. And Nick corrected me by saying no, because of the Super Bowl rings. And so, and he's not clutch when it matters in the postseason.
Which is true.
And so, it brings in the topic, do rings count, does the postseason count, or can we rely on only regular season numbers to name the greatest player?
Well, I guess that brings up, there's kind of two different greatest quarterbacks of all time. Quarterbacks who play great in the regular season, which is Peyton Manning all the way. He is by far the greatest regular season quarterback. But then if you go to the playoffs, he's never been that clutch. You have one season where he made it to the Super Bowl, and since then he hasn't been able to do much like that. So I guess I believe that this year, if he was to go back and lead a game-winning drive to win the Super Bowl, that you'd have to put him in the consideration for the greatest quarterback of all time. But until then, I'd say that Joe Montana's better than him, John Elway's better than him, Tom Brady's better than him. There's quite a few quarterbacks who I put ahead of him.
So John Elway was in 5 Super Bowls, and he only won 2. So you still put him ahead of Peyton Manning, even though Peyton Manning's been in 2 and won 1.
Yes, I would definitely put him ahead of Peyton Manning right now, because all those clutch drives in the playoffs that were able to get the Broncos to the Super Bowl, and if you think about it, the talent that John Elway had around him on his Super Bowl runs, they weren't really that talented of teams until he had Terrell Davis running behind him.
Shannon Sharp,
Rod Smith. He had a great cast around him for his 2 Super Bowl victories. So I would say John Elway's still better than him.
So do you think it's the same with every sport, that rings do matter? You're only successful in your sport if you have championships?
Yeah, it shows that you're a dominant player. Michael Jordan is still better than LeBron because he has 4 more rings than LeBron has. LeBron is the most naturally talented player ever to play the game. He has the most natural skills.
And he's the most diverse. He can play 1 guard, 2 guard, 3 guard, you know.
Yes, but he hasn't won as many championships. Winning championships proves you're a dominant player.
So Charles Barkley is not even...
No.
Top 50 players of all time.
Top 50, I'd put him in top 50. Right. But to be the best, you have to have great talent, be great in the regular season, be great in the playoffs, and have Super Bowl rings.
So then, why isn't Bill Russell the greatest NBA player of all time?
Because
he was by far the most dominant player in his time. 11 championships in 13 seasons. The two he lost were to Patrick Ewing, Wilt Chamberlain.
Okay, he won 11 championships.
Most of them against Wilt Chamberlain.
I understand that. But look at the team he had around him. He had like 8 Hall of Famers on that team.
Hey.
8 Hall of Famers.
Still the most dominant player.
That's never... No.
Most dominant.
If Michael Jordan had 8 Hall of Famers on his team, he would have won 20 rings.
No, not necessarily.
Yes, necessarily.
If we were to put LeBron against Bill Russell, they play the same position.
Okay.
I think Bill Russell dominates LeBron.
So, Bill Russell was 6'8", right?
6'8", yeah.
And LeBron 6'8". No, he would not.
Bill Russell created the fast break.
He would not beat LeBron.
He would beat LeBron inside and out.
You cannot compare last 20, 50, 60 years ago players to this generation of players. LeBron is so much good. More athletic than Bill Russell.
No. Let's just stop right there.
LeBron would just pull Bill Russell out to the three-point line, make one little dribble move, drive by him, and
dunk
on him.
Well, we have to go back to Bill Russell's time. There is no three-point line.
Okay, well, we're taking back to half court or something.
I think Bill Russell would by far dominate LeBron.
Are you just saying that because you're a Celtics fan?
No, I'm saying because I recently watched a great documentary where it kind of validated that Bill Russell was one of the greatest.
One of the greatest, not the greatest.
I
put him in top 10. I'd put him in the top 10 of all.
Yeah, top 5.
Top 5? Who else would be in your top 5?
Okay, so, alright, we'll go through a top 5. Alright. My top 5, Michael Jordan, of course.
Yes, number 1.
Number 1. Magic Johnson.
Number 2?
Number.
Or just in the top 5?
Yeah, I'd put him number 2. Okay. It's weird because what if he never gets the HIV virus? Yeah. What does he do? Does everyone put him number 1 instead of Michael Jordan
number
1?
That's true.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Alright.
Bill Russell and LeBron James.
Is that any specific order or just that's your top
5? That's just kind of top 5.
Mine would be Michael Jordan, naturally.
Yeah.
LeBron, this is in your order again.
Yeah.
LeBron would be up there. You have to put Wilt Chamberlain.
Uh-huh.
Averaging 50 and 30 in a season.
Yeah.
That's.
But Bill Russell can contain him, so, you know.
Okay,
no big deal.
But averaging that kind of stats for a whole season.
Uh-huh, yeah.
That, there's 3. I'd put Magic, and I'd probably say Kobe at this point. I'd probably put Kobe up there, but there's still that fifth spot. There's a lot of players who can make a case to be the fifth spot.
I'd even put Tim Duncan up there.
Tim Duncan. You could have Patrick Ewing, Hakeem Olajuwon.
Yeah. I recently saw something. Tim Duncan has won 70% of his games as a professional player.
That's crazy.
The Spurs, while he's been on that team, has never been under 50 wins and never missed the playoffs. Except for the one lockout year or something in the 90s or something like that.
But they did choke last year.
Yeah.
But he wasn't on the floor for that, so it's not really his fault.
Yeah, well, he was kind of the reason they didn't win Game 7. He missed an easy...
That's true.
Okay.
That's true. But all he's done for the Spurs franchise, I think they forgive
him. Yeah, and he's never, like... He's never any drama. He's not complaining about his contract.
He's one
teammates.
Of the classiest players
classiest
ever.
Player. Yeah. And I think when you're also discussing greatest players, you also have to go by position.
That's true. That's very
because true. LeBron would only be guarding Michael Jordan in the last couple of minutes when
it was
Michael
game.
Would take over the game. Yeah. And so that's another interesting... You have to go top 5 by position, but then that even gets hard when you're looking at all these guards that have done so much
There's
for the
so
game.
Many guards, yeah.
There's, especially right now...
You could say
it's
Allen
kinda,
Iverson, Dwayne Wade.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can. The list goes on and on.
And then you should look at the future of the NBA.
Mm-hmm. The future of the NBA.
It's Woo! Looking pretty bright.
Kyrie Irving. He's I'd say in the next 2 or 3 years, he's going to be up there for top 5 players in the league. Easily.
Well, if he stays with the Cavs and they don't get LeBron, no.
I still think he is. He's just going to get more dominant.
I don't think he can. I the kind of point guard he is, I don't see him
but
taking over games.
They're getting more talent around him each year, and so eventually he'll have more talent around him so that he can drive and actually pass it and not have to force up shots like LeBron used to have to.
Yeah. I know. Imagine if LeBron has some of the teammates he has now.
The Cavaliers are doing a much better job handling having Kyrie Irving as the number 1 overall pick. And they did having LeBron. Because when they had LeBron, they tried to sign a bunch of 3-point shooters and let LeBron attack and kick out. But they didn't sign anybody else who had a move that they could actually score with.
Yeah.
They had Anderson Varejao, who's just a hustle guy. really not much
talent.
They had
Shaq 1 year.
For 1 year. And that was at the end of his career when he really wasn't
That was like right before the Celtics.
Yeah, he wasn't that good then.
Yeah, he was kind of.
They had Zildrunas Ilgauskas as their starting center. That's, he had no moves. He was just a tall white guy.
Yeah.
They had Booby Gibson, who I actually used to really like. No comment. he could shoot threes, but you don't hear anything of him anymore, so clearly he wasn't that good.
Yeah.
David West, or no, Delonte West? Delonte West. He was, I don't know what's wrong with him. Mo Williams was the best player besides LeBron on their team.
Yeah.
And that's.
And now seeing him on other teams, he's not as good.
No. Like,
oh, wow, I thought he was so good on the Cavaliers, but
he's an off-the-bench
player. There's also something, to go back to the NBA Finals, how the Spurs choke. They lent Stevenson right before the playoffs. They waived him right before the playoffs. That's something like.
No, not right before these playoffs.
Yeah, right before the playoffs. Like, they had him that whole season. Like, not right before, but going
into.
Like
in the middle of the season?
Yeah, in the middle of the season, they had him. And they.
He's good.
Yeah.
He's going to be good.
They would have. I say they win if they have him.
Well, obviously, he wasn't getting very many minutes or anything if they're waiving him.
Yeah, but still, like, he has a breakout game.
Yeah.
Later in the season.
He has a bright future. Paul George going
Paul
to the
George.
Future of the NBA.
Yeah.
I'd say he's the third best player in the league right now.
Kevin Durant is playing.
Ooh. He's. If LeBron wasn't in the league, Kevin Durant would have.
Right now, at the season, I put in MVP. Because you're looking at the most valuable player to their team.
Yes.
LeBron has missed. He missed that one game against the Blazers, who are easily one of the best teams in the West.
And they played with him.
And they played with him and won.
And then they played the Raptors later, and Chris Bosh went off and hit a buzzer-beating three.
Yeah. So you look at that, and then Kevin Durant, they lose Russell Westbrook again.
Yeah.
And boom, he just, he goes off and is able, they're still winning games the way they were without Russell. You know, he's still a big part of their team, but.
Kevin Durant is the best pure scorer in the NBA at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
He has the prettiest jump shot I think I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It's just so pure.
A man his height.
You know?
The way he extends. And
that's why he scores so much, because he's 6'10", 6'11".
And then he can even get up.
Super long arms.
Yeah. Blake Griffin's also improving. I could see him being a dominant big man in a couple years.
I don't think so. He doesn't have any post moves.
He's getting post moves. You're not watching Clipper games.
I have not watched a Clipper game in a while, but
he's getting dribbling moves. He crossed someone over the
other last night. Time I watched him, without Chris Paul, they have no offense. Chris Paul passes it to Blake Griffin, DeAndre Jordan. That's the only way they get 20 points a game. He scores 30 points a game. Chris Paul is a fantasy godsend. He gets
so is Rajon Rondo.
But he's not playing right now.
Yeah.
Talk about the future of the NBA, Steph Curry.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh. Yeah.
They need to back the three-point lineup.
That Warriors team is so good.
They're
but
probably the funnest
they're not
team
winning.
To watch.
Yeah, they're
they've won 10 in a row.
They've won 10 in a row, yeah. And you just they're 6 in a row right now on the road trip.
Yeah.
Out of their 7-game road trip. No, I saw some Twitter today. No team in the history of NBA has won gone 7-0 on a road trip.
They could
Do you know
who they play tonight?
No.
Or not tonight, I don't know when the next game is.
Yeah, I'm not sure who they play tonight, but they definitely well could with the talent on their team and
they're probably the funnest most fun team to watch in the NBA.
Them and the Thunder. Now we don't know how fun they'll be without Russell Westbrook, but
the Heat can be, but they're not as fun as they used to be on a consistent basis.
Well, they're not fun because destroying teams inside and out, you know.
Yeah. When Dwayne Wade is healthy and LeBron James is healthy and the two of them are running the fast break.
That Christmas game, that was fun. That was one of the best Christmas games of the. Nick Young just went off.
Nick,
who you had the
Swaggy
chance to interview? You had the chance to interview?
Excuse me. But when Dwayne Wade and LeBron James are healthy and they're running the fast break, the Heat can't be stopped. If I was Eric Spoelstra this year, I would let the Dwayne Wade just rest for the majority of the season. I'd let LeBron James rest. Anytime he felt any kind of twinge of pain, just let him rest.
He's at such a high level right now. Just watching him play, it's like
three straight 30-point games.
It's like Michael when he was at his prime. It was like you seem like, all right, that's definitely the best player in the four. Even someone who doesn't watch basketball, I bet, could probably, like, walk into a basketball game and see LeBron playing. He's obviously the best. Just the way he looks, his swagger, the way he walks off the court, on the court, mm-hmm. plays. You know, reminds me of Michael. Which I hate comparing because...
They're different.
They're different, and but the same.
They just need... If they have their big three going into the playoffs healthy, it doesn't matter if they're the... They're going to be the one or the two seed. Nobody else in the East is even close to them in the Pacers. So if they keep the two of them healthy, or the three of them healthy, going into the playoffs, going on the road against Indiana, it doesn't scare them. Yeah. The Heat have beaten the Pacers on the road before. So if they're
the
all
Pacers
healthy...
The Pacers are scary.
But if the Heat are all healthy, they're by far the best team in the NBA.
They don't have a Roy Hibbert.
If they're all healthy, they're the best team in the NBA.
And referring back to your question, the Warriors play the Nets tonight.
Yeah, they got it.
Yeah.
They're going to win 7 in a row.
But
talk
the Nets,
about a disappointment.
To me, the Nets could be scary, too.
They could be.
You know, it's health.
But it's not... Okay, health is a big part of it. Mm-hmm. It's also trading away half your team for three stars that are 5 years past their
prime.
Talk
about trading your team. The Celtics traded away their team and...
Are playing better.
And are playing better.
Because they have young guys.
I actually think the Nets now have a better record. But the Celtics are dropping off now. They've lost six of the last seven.
I still think they have a better record than the Nets.
I think we're like tied now.
The Nets are so bad.
Yeah.
The Nets are so bad.
I think the biggest mistake was hiring Jason Kidd as head coach.
That was one of the dumbest hirings I've ever seen.
Because some of those guys played with him last year.
They don't respect him.
They don't respect him.
He
they respect him as
coach.
A player. Yeah.
He's not a coach. He's a player. And if I was an assistant coach on that team, I would be mad. Like that one guy, I forget his name, but he got demoted to basically glorified water boy.
Oh, yeah. But he begged to coach with him at the beginning of the season.
It's because Jason Kidd steps on the floor, gets a coaching job a couple of weeks later. These guys have spent their whole career. They start off as video
Eric
Spoelstra people.
Went from the very bottom.
Start coaching high school, get a college job, assistant coach, all the way up until NBA eventually.
Yeah.
And now...
Make a name for yourself. That's why most NBA coaches are, you know, older. You don't really see too many young ones. And the young ones are really good.
Eric Spoelstra's young.
Brad Stevens.
Brad Stevens is... I like him.
I like him as a coach.
He's going to bring the Celtics back. Calling it right now.
Hey, if the Celtics get a top pick with one of those... some of the freshmen...
The NBA draft this year.
Yeah.
That might be the best draft ever. It could be the best draft ever.
Compared to a couple that came with some pretty big stars, like the, I think it was 97-98.
The 03 draft.
03, yeah. That
LeBron,
was that.
Wade, Chris Bosh.
I think it can be compared to
Carmelo.
Those.
Well, obviously, it's hard to compare these guys because they haven't proven themselves in the NBA.
You know, Greg Oden got picked over
Kevin Durant. But right now, looking at their talent in college, this could be the greatest draft ever.
Who do you think will... Right now, looking at college, who's the most ready for the NBA and who's going to make the biggest impact to the team they're drafted to right away?
I have to take Jabari Parker.
Yeah.
He has proven himself. He went up against Andrew Wiggins and by far outplayed him, which Andrew Wiggins was supposed to be the greatest. He's averaging
I think that was totally overrated because Andrew Wiggins
athletic.
Has been playing basketball for a year.
Yeah.
Let's calm down,
athletic.
People.
You have Jabari Parker, who's averaging more than 20 points a game. On a Duke team that has talent.
That has talent, yeah.
It's not like he's the only player on his team. So,
yeah.
And the fact that Coach K's had a lot of great freshmen. Just Kyrie Irving recently.
Grant Hill.
He's had a bunch of great freshmen. And he's putting this much faith in a freshman to score that many points. That tells you something right there.
He
is. You have the same opinion?
Yeah, by far the best. I could see him on an NBA team right now.
I think so.
But I think it's good that they have that rule in college.
Mm-hmm. I think
they might even should put it to 2 years, but...
It's hard to be a college fan if all the star players aren't going to college. Like, if all these guys weren't going to college, college basketball would not be as exciting as it is.
Oh. But the weird thing is, you could go pro. Like, there's no bans or anything. Like... 80s, you know, and earlier.
But they still went to college.
For 3-4 years,
yeah,
you know.
That was a different day, though.
Yeah,
that was when the NBA players weren't making so many millions.
Right away, yeah.
And so it wasn't as intriguing. And these players, they go to college for 1 year, they get drafted, they get a $30 million contract. Mm-hmm. They could retire in 2 years, and they're set for life.
Yeah.
Back in those days, those guys could still...
They needed to make a career, you know. And so,
I understand. That way, if basketball didn't work out, they could actually have a job and pay for their family and stuff like that.
Which a lot can just rely on broadcasting.
That's true. That's
true. But, yeah.
So, moving to a new topic, with the NFL playoffs this weekend, who's your picks?
Okay, so, for New England versus Indianapolis, I have New England.
I'm going to take Indianapolis. Andrew Luck is hot right now. Feed the big dog.
You know, one thing I've learned and heard over many is never go against Tom Brady because he'll prove you wrong every single time.
That is true. And he is, in my opinion, one of the greatest playoff quarterbacks of all time.
Yeah, no.
And this team, how'd you say no to that?
Well, there's some bias to that, but I also don't... The 2 years that they really should have won it against Giants teams that were not to the level of which they were playing at, they've lost them. The Giants outplayed them, and I don't think that should have happened.
That's true. But I think that this year's Patriots team, and again, I'm thinking the Colts, but this year's Patriots team reminds me more of the Super Bowl champion Patriots teams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But when no one was expecting it, but then they dominated, yeah. You know?
I'm still taking the Colts, though. I think Andrew Luck...
The Colts have Anna Vinatieri now.
That's true.
They stole their magic.
That is very... He's like 41 and kicking a football.
Yeah.
That just proves you how great it is to be a kicker in the
NFL.
That's the best job ever.
That was my dream when I was going into high school. I wanted to be a kicker.
It's like... Just
best job ever.
$5 million a year to kick extra points for the most part. Uh-huh. And then every once in a while you have a really intense kick. But
and if you're that good like him, he can just...
It's automatic.
Pop it.
Yep.
Yeah.
What? There's the Saints and Seahawks.
I have Seahawks.
I agree. No one can beat them in the...
Hey, wait, I don't think it's getting a lot of hype, but this is a rematch of...
It is a rematch.
What was it? 2 or 3 years ago?
Oh, yeah. When the Saints were defending champs.
Yeah, and...
Marshawn Lynch went beast mode on the Saints.
And the Seahawks were 7-9. Yeah. I don't think many people remember that, but...
I remember that.
They... It's that home field advantage.
The Seahawks have the best home field advantage in the NFL.
By far.
Even better than a lot of college stadiums.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But college, I just like the atmosphere more than pro. I just... Mm-hmm.
It's so much more exciting.
Yeah.
Then Broncos-Chargers.
Broncos. But the Chargers do definitely scare me because they played the Broncos really well twice this season already. They won their last matchup. I just think the key is Peyton Manning getting enough time with the ball.
But remember when it was a really, really cold game in Denver earlier in the season and everybody was saying, oh, it's so cold, so cold, so cold. There's no way that that Peyton Manning's going to have a good game. He came out and had... one of those best games of the season.
Yeah.
This whole week, everyone's saying, oh, they're playing the Chargers. The Chargers might have the Broncos' number. He's hearing this. He's going to go out, and he's going to show them what's up.
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
Yeah, I definitely agree, but watching the way they've played in both times, with controlling the ball, and it's scary, you know. I don't feel comfortable with that defense out there.
If the Broncos' defense could maybe allow one less touchdown per game than they have been, so instead of giving up 3 or 4 touchdowns, they give up 2 or 3. The Broncos are going to win the Super Bowl.
I kind of am hoping for like a snowy Super Bowl, but Seahawks, Broncos in the Super Bowl like I predicted. I want it perfect weather and both offenses to just go at it.
It would be great if it was a snowy Super Bowl, though. That would be epic. Epic.
And then Peyton Manning wins when he's been told he can't play in cold weather. Uh-huh. Oh.
You know, Peyton Manning's 2 Super Bowls, besides the one he lost... Wait, yeah, besides the one he lost, it's been raining, and then if it was to snow, this one would be snowing.
Yeah.
That'd be crazy. So the only he's playing the only Super Bowl with bad weather to this point, where it's been raining.
That was a cool Super Bowl.
Devin Hester returned the
open kickoff. Oh, man.
All right, last game, 49ers-Panthers.
Panthers.
49ers.
I think you're just picking against me now.
No, it's the 49ers. The 49ers have more experience in the big moment. They went to the Super Bowl last year, and
Cam Newton.
They're catching fire. Catching fire.
All I need to see is Cam Newton.
You can have your Cam Newton. I'll take Colin Kaepernick over Cam Newton.
He's a Superman.
Colin Kaepernick.
All right, we'll see you next week. I'm going to... All right. All my picks are going to be correct. All you're going to
be sounds good.
All right. Well, this was the first Nick and Nate podcast. Thank you for joining us.
We'll see you next week.